Former New York City Schools Chancellor Joel Klein has taken an increasingly prominent role in the investigation of the phone hacking scandal at Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation. Klein was initially hired by News Corp to run a new education technology division, but he's now the company's cleanup man, handling the matter internally. Joining us now to discuss Klein's role is WNYC education reporter Beth Fertig and WNYC's political reporter Bob Henley. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Bob, let's start with you. Should we assume Joel Klein wasn't put in charge of this internal investigation because he ran the New York City schools, but instead because of his old job with the U.S. Justice Department?
That and a lot more. Klein took over for Vince Foster as counsel in the Clinton White House. He worked at the highest levels of the Department of Justice and led the government's antitrust case against Microsoft. In the private sector, Sotiris, he was a chairman of Bertelsmann, the media worldwide enterprise. Now, multifaceted scandals like News Corp, much like the prosecution by DOJ of Microsoft, these things have to be waged on three fronts: the political, the legal, and in the court of public opinion. Klein's a self-made New Yorker. He's comfortable in all those realms. And Murdoch must also trust the judgment. Here's attorney Roger Cohen, who led the legal powerhouse Sullivan and Cromwell, which has played a central role in the resolution of major bank failures for decades.
In a crisis situation where the client feels and probably is being besieged, you very much need somebody with sound and cool judgment and who is not unafraid to tell the client what the realities of the situation are.
So, Beth, why would Murdoch trust Klein so much? He's only worked for his company since November.
I think that's an asset. He's on the inside, but he's still new enough that he's not in the tank, so to speak. Remember, even though he's a lawyer and he's a board member at News Corp, Klein wasn't hired to do anything like this. He was brought in as executive vice president in charge of new education technology. It's a separate unit. And here's Klein speaking to reporters about the new job at News Corp last fall.
It is an enormously dynamic and innovative company, and my primary responsibility will be to develop a strategy to put them in the burgeoning and dynamic education marketplace.
What Klein meant by that is technology is changing. You can get content now on your laptop, your smartphone, your iPad, whatever. You don't need an old-fashioned textbook. And Murdoch wants to compete with the textbook companies that deliver instruction to students by giving it to them straight on their iPads or handheld devices. This is a new form of delivering content. And Klein is very excited about that. He did a lot of that type of stuff when he was chancellor. It's an area Murdoch's interested, so it's a fit.
So, Beth, do you know how well Murdoch and Klein know each other?
I'm told by a few people who know Klein and worked with him that they were acquaintances. They weren't good friends before Klein joined the company last November. Murdoch has been giving money to the city schools when Klein was chancellor. Murdoch also joined the board of a charter school network, Harlem Village Academies. He apparently got excited about school reform a few years ago when he was at one of those annual Sun Valley conferences in Idaho, which attract a lot of big names in philanthropy and politics, and Klein was there talking about education. Now, we don't know Murdoch's views exactly, but his newspaper, the New York Post, has also been a very active promoter of charter schools, a big critic of the teachers' union. Klein's been quite critical of the union, so even though Klein's a Democrat who worked for Bill Clinton, Murdoch's very conservative, it appears they would share some views on education policy, if you interpret the Post as representing Murdoch anyway.
Right. Bob, how much trouble is Murdoch in right now politically that he would need someone like Joel Klein? I mean, the main investigation is in London.
Well, News Corp has multiple global challenges. In the here and now, it has to be worried about its stockholders, stock analysts, and credit rating agency. It also has to be forthcoming with law enforcement on both sides of the Atlantic, because remember, there are criminal probes on both sides. It has to stop the bleeding and signal that their internal review by Klein is credible and has enough integrity to ferret out the facts and set up a compliance and ethics program that gives the markets and prosecutors the sense they've righted what looks like a sinking ship.
So we see that in England, people are actually getting arrested. Could that happen here?
Well, News Corp and its executives could face a potential prosecution under something called the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which holds U.S. parent corporations criminally and civilly liable if an overseas subsidiary bribes an official. It's already been widely reported that about $170,000 was paid to British police to obtain information not available to the public to give the company's tabloid reporters a competitive edge. Now, because these allegations are several years old, they have to have been fully disclosed through the potential, all the documents that they file as a publicly traded company with the Securities Exchange Commission. You know, the market is a great equalizer if it's informed. Logic here is that they have to have been disclosing honestly, an emphasis on honestly, going back perhaps as late as 2003, as early as 2003, that they have told stockholders what liabilities they faced.
All right. Well, thanks so much to you both.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
WNYC education reporter Beth Fertig and WNYC political reporter Bob Henley. And stay with WNYC for continuing coverage and analysis of the scandals threatening the Murdoch media empire. Join us this morning for live coverage as Rupert and James Murdoch face questions from members of the British Parliament. Tune in at 9 on 93.9 FM or watch it live online at WNYC.org.